Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a Bluey story because we have heard you guys. Everybody says, please do more Bluey stories. And we say, why not? Okay, let's do it. So today we're reading Bluey Shadowlands. And it's read today by, it's written by Joe Brum, right? I think all the different people who are working on the television series Bluey.
Disney, it's written by...
Mm-hmm. No, it's just aired... You can find it on Disney Plus, yeah. But it is read today by Mommy and... Who are you?
I have many names.
Nice. Are you a dog by any chance?
Oh, please do not alert the dog catcher. Definitely don't do that.
No, don't tell the dog catcher that you're here. Should I protect you instead?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't. Would you like to live with me in my home and be my dog? Yay! I will name you.
Some people call me the Tramp.
Can I call you the Tramp?
Of course.
Yay! Then I shall, and we shall have story time. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Today's story is called Bluey Shadowlands. Bluey, Coco, and Snickers are at the park playing What's the Time, Mrs. Wolf? Now, do you know how to play this game? The one person stands in front of the others and they tell you what time it is and you can take as many steps as they say. So in the picture we see that Coco says 10 o'clock and Snickers and Bluey have to take 10 steps towards her. Okay. And so here they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes. What's the time, Mrs. Wolf? And Coco waits until Bluey and Snickers are really close and then shouts, dinner time! Got you! And that's the whole point, is that Mrs. Wolf or Mr. Wolf wants to eat whoever it is that's sneaking up on him, right? Coco, you always do something to make the game easy for you, says Bluey. Oh, sorry, replies Coco. I'll try to stop. Snickers suggests that they play Shadowlands instead. What's Shadowlands? Asks Coco. And Bluey explains that all the shadowy, grassy bits are the land, and all the bits that touch the sun are in the sea. You can't touch the water or you'll get bitten by a crocodile, says Bluey. And we have to get from here to the picnic blanket, she asks. Because in the picnic blanket, we see all their moms, and they have got snacks, right? All right, cheers Coco. But you can't just change the rules to make it easy this time, okay? Says Bluey. I won't, I promise, says Coco. Let's go, says Snickers. The friends run and jump from one shadow to the next. This is fun. Yippee. Until they reach a big bit of sea to jump over, and Snickers doesn't think he can make it. I can't jump that far. Look at my little legs, he says. Well, maybe just this time you can have crocodile-proof shoes, suggests Coco. Coco! Cries Bluey. Oh, yeah, sorry, says Coco. But how is Snickers going to get over? That's a good question. What do you do when you're playing a game and it suddenly is really hard? Bluey thinks for a moment, but she has an idea. Come here, Coco, she says. Now get on my shoulders. And what is she doing? How has she made things easier? Well, I'll tell you, they have to jump on shadows, right? So they can make their own shadows. And if they stretch on top of each other, they can make a super long shadow, which makes it a lot easier for them to get across. Right? And now Snickers could jump across. They jump from one shadow to the next until Bluey stops to look at something. Hey, this bug looks like bird poo. Gross. And suddenly, her shadow starts to move. Oh no, because her shadow was the shadow from a car that was driving, right? Bluey makes it to safety, but now she's trapped on the wrong side of the river. Oh no. How about we just pretend in this bit that the crocodiles are asleep? Says Coco. You can't change the rules, Coco! Shouts Bluey. Oh, why not? Coco asks. Because they're the rules. But Coco's not sure she understands. Then Snickers spots something. Look, a bus, he calls. Are you ready, Bluey? And as the bus drives past, Bluey runs along in its shadow and makes it to the other side. Whew, but just barely, right?
That was so cool.
Come on, says Snickers. We're almost to the picnic blanket. Uh-oh, I can see what the problem is already, can you? They use a palm tree shadow as a bridge, but it gets really windy and the bridge begins to sway.
I can't stay on. The crocodiles will get us.
They quickly run to the end of the bridge, but when they get there, there's no more shadow.
We're trapped on a palm tree island,
gasps Bluey.
Oh no!
Coco, Bluey, and Snickers all howl in despair. Do you want to howl with me? And their mums hear them from the picnic blanket.
You're not doing it hard.
Am I not doing it hard enough?
Go and search for your inner wolf.
Search for my inner wolf. Okay, ready?
Perfect.
Thanks. Thank you for helping me.
But you still need to work on your volume.
But we'll practice after this episode. What do you say? The little critters must be hungry, says Mum. Bluey, Coco, and Snickers look across and see the cupcakes with blue icing and sprinkles. Who wants cupcakes? Says Mum. Oh my goodness.
That's it, huffs Coco.
I'm going to be a water boatman and walk across this water and have a cupcake.
No, Coco, shout Bluey and Snickers. You can't just change the rules, says Bluey.
But you still haven't told me why,
cries Coco.
Well, because,
starts Bluey.
I don't know.
See,
says Coco.
There's no reason.
Now Snickers really wants a cupcake too.
See,
says Coco.
There's no reason.
And Snickers really wants a cupcake too.
Maybe we can change the rules an eensy bit, he says. It'll still be Shatterlands.
Okay,
Bluey agrees. But as they walk, Bluey notices something.
Wait,
Bluey calls.
The wind is back.
Look, says Coco.
It's blowing the cloud.
It's heading towards the sun, says Snickers.
Suddenly, the cloud casts a shadow over the sea.
Oh,
and Bluey knows what to do.
Run!
The three friends race the cloud across the shadow.
Run, you little sausage dog legs!
Bluey and Coco are almost there when Snickers falls over. Are they going to leave him? So they turn back to save him from the crocodiles, and they make it just in time.
We did it!
Cheers, Coco.
This was so much fun,
says Snickers.
And that's why you can't change the rules,
says Coco.
Because the rules make it fun.
And now that the friends have had their cupcakes, it's time to play
What's the Time, Mrs. Wolf? Again.
What's the time, Mrs. Wolf?
Maybe this one will be dinner time, says Mum.
It won't, says Bluey. Coco always waits until you're right up next to her before she says, dinner time!
But it wasn't. This time she did it! And now they have to run for their lives because she's going to turn around and pretend like she's a wolf and chomp, chomp, chomp on them. And that, our friends, is the end.